Jeffrey Dow.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. The Houthis also struck a British vessel when the ship sailed toward it to assist. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday Israel was committed to international law after the World Court ordered it to take action to prevent acts of genocide in its war in Gaza.
Like every country, Israel has an inherent right to defend itself. The vile attempt to deny Israel this fundamental right is blatant discrimination against the Jewish state, and it was justly rejected. The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous.
A ruling on a case brought by South Africa, the court stopped short of ordering a halt to Israeli military action in Gaza. The White House says a preliminary order by the International Court of Justice that Israel must take urgent action to prevent genocide in Gaza is consistent with the Biden administration's approach to the war and will not change U.S. policy supporting Israel. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara has more.
As the death toll surpasses 26,000 people, according to Gaza health officials, a UN court ordered Israel to take urgent action to prevent genocide in the Palestinian enclave. President of the International Court of Justice, Joan E. Donahue.
In particular, A, killing members of the group, B, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, C, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction.
South Africa brought the case against Israel to the International Court of Justice. The White House says the case is meritless and the ruling will not change staunch U.S. support for Israel. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay has recommended a 23-year sentence for two detainees in connection with the 2002 Bali attacks.
The recommended 23-year sentences follow guilty pleas earlier this month by longtime Malaysian detainees Mohamed Farik bin Amin and Mohamed Nazir bin Lep. Both deny any role or advanced knowledge in the Bali bombings that killed 202 people. But they admitted conspiring over time with Jamaah Islamiyah, the extremist group responsible for the bombings. The two are among 780 detainees brought to military detention at Guantanamo under the George W. Bush administration's War on Terror following the September 11th attacks. There have been only a handful of convictions over the years. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped a tour of Africa Thursday, saying the U.S. seeks more common ground and a shared future with democratic countries on the continent, including in Angola, where Blinken reviewed what he said was faster-than-expected railway work.
It is the most ambitious U.S. infrastructure project on a continent where China has long been engaged in similar massive endeavors, says Africa expert Terry McCulley with the United States Institute of Peace.
The Lobito Corridor project, which will link Angola to DRC and Zambia, is the largest U.S. public investment in Africa in decades. And I think that's a signal that the U.S. wants to be engaged and a strong partner of African countries.
President Joe Biden has said he is eager to visit Africa, but Blinken noted that the U.S. election imposes time constraints on him this year. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The Nairobi High Court rejected a planned deployment of Kenyan police officers to Haiti.
In October, the UN Security Council had approved a Kenya-led multinational security force aimed at helping to combat violent gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation. Other African countries, including Chad, Senegal, Burundi, have also said they will add troops to the multinational force. While many in Kenya have questioned their country's lead role in this mission, some had been supportive of President William Ruto, who had said it's a mission for humanity and is of special significance and critical urgency for Kenyans. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Queen Camilla says that King Charles III is doing well after undergoing a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. Buckingham Palace says a 75-year-old monarch was admitted to the London Clinic, where Princess of Wales' daughter-in-law is recovering from surgery. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.